I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Joy Marie.
I'm Courtney.
And this is Joblogs.
Mini-set edition.
Yes! Bite-sized, small, digestible between our full-length episodes. Mm-hmm. And today I'm taking the reins here. I want to talk a little bit about owning your development, which I think ties really nicely into our recent episode about learning.
Cool.
And when we talk about professional development, so what is professional development? Why is it important? Mm-hmm. Professional development is really around ensuring that you're constantly moving in the direction of your goals, whatever those may be, right? Mm-hmm. So there's not a one size fits all, but it's always about progress and being upwardly mobile.
Got it.
So Courtney, have you ever worked at a company that has like a formal development process?
I don't know if it's been formal, but I know most companies I've worked with have given me the opportunity. Like if I want to go to like a workshop or a session, like I can kind of pitch it to my manager.
Okay.
And they'll fund that for us.
Okay. That's good. Have those companies ever done like formal performance assessments with you, whether that's like a beginning of year goal setting?
Yeah, usually it'll be mid-year, like an annual.
Annual. Yeah. Got it. Check yeah. In. And that's a lot of companies, I think, do that, but I know many don't as well. But, you know, what I really want to talk about is that regardless of whether your company incorporates a formal performance review process or not, you still own your development and you still own that progress.
True.
So there are a couple of things you can do to successfully sort of own your development throughout your career, whether or not your company backs you up. One is to set development goals, which is very similar to what we talked about a couple episodes ago. But if people around you know what you want to work towards, they can help you do that. If they don't know that in 3 years you want to be a director or in 2 years you want to slay your presentation skills, they can't actively look for opportunities to help you. Even your boss, right? Like your boss needs to hear you say the things you want to kind of improve in terms of your development. There are, I'd say, two categories. So there's sort of the personal development goals. That's I want to be a better presenter, or, you know, I want to think more strategically. And then there are business goals as well. So a lot of times, like at my company, there will be sort of macro level business goals, which are like revenue targets, right?
Yeah.
But those are relevant because when I set my own individual business goals, they need to ladder up to whatever.
Feed into that.
Exactly. So you want to make sure that you're always still like aligning to the larger business goals, but also separately think about some personal development goals. So I'm going to share some of mine.
Okay.
My personal development goals, not the business ones.
Cool.
But I found this framework from Dori Clark from the Harvard Business Review, which recommends creating development goals around three areas. So one is learning. Learning is really around, are there gaps in your knowledge or experience that you want to fill? Two is around connecting. So it's who has control over your professional future across your organization or industry, and what are the people in the networks that you need to tap into and connect with to get where you want to go? And three is around creating. So it's not just skills building. It's how do you share your insights and present your subject matter expertise. If you're really good at design, or you're really good at storytelling, or you're really good at like pulling strategic insights, how do people know that about you if you just keep it to yourself, right?
Right.
So it's about creating and sharing that to establish your professional brand. So Courtney, I'd love you to think about what some of your development areas are while I share mine.
Okay.
Mine, I have three. And again, this is a personal development. One is around enhancing my critical thinking skills, which to me is the learning. Secondly is around leveraging more data and analytics to inform my strategy at work. So not just abstractly, you know, making recommendations based on what I feel or my experience, but being able to say, hey, we did some digging and some research. Here's what our competitors are doing. I think that makes me, and that ties into my third of expanding my network of mentors and executive sponsors to just build my professional presence and make me more of an authority in my workforce, in my department, right? And then for each goal area, it's also around listing out 1 to 2 tactical strategies that you'll use to bring that goal to life. So when I said expanding my network of mentors and executive sponsors, how will I do that? Well, one, I'll schedule 2 to 4 quarterly coffee chats with executives across my company.
Okay.
And two, I'll identify appropriate volunteer or engagement opportunities with an employee resource group by year end.
Okay.
So that's like an example of mine.
I like these.
Okay.
Areas.
Do you have any that come to mind for you that you're focused on for the year?
Let's see. Learning. I would say for learning, there's not like, because I'm in grad school. So
right. You're always, that's to learn.
But there are like some kind of, not quite extracurricular, but like I've always wanted to take like an improv class and things like that. So kind of doing more activities that support
yeah.
that thing. Because like improv will help like here at Job Logs and public speaking and things like that.
Yeah, I love that.
What else? For creating, I definitely want to do more writing in my industry. In the past, I've done like profiles on other people, but kind of building my expertise, if you will. So that,
I love it. Yeah, that's awesome. I love that. So, you know, one, you identify your goals, you set them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two, I'd say the second step of owning your development is checking in. So putting time frames around those goals, because you need to be able to assess your progress, and then checking in. For a lot of companies, that's a mid-year check-in or end of year check-in, right, for your annual performance review. But one thing I'd recommend that I do with my employee, and that is kind of a habit in my company, is just weekly check-in. So we have 1-to-1 weekly meetings with managers. It's kind of part of the culture.
Mm-hmm.
And for every meeting, which brings me to the third point around documenting everything, we come prepared with a sort of status update of all work streams and projects we're working on. So I'll sit down with my manager and say, here's project 1, 2, 3, here's the progress we made against it. And it's all documented so that what happens is when you're working on your performance, instead of trying to remember from memory all of the great things you've done in the year, because we know we forget, you can look back at those either weekly, monthly, quarterly, whatever cadence works for you documents and say, oh, wow, like I actually did quite a bit. And another thing that I always jot down on those weekly 1-to-1 agendas is also just wins for the week. So any projects or any triumphs that we had, no matter how big or small, jot them down, remember them, compile them. Another thing I started doing recently is I have like a folder in my Outlook that's called trophies. And anytime an exec or something or even a peer recognizes some work I did, I put it in my trophies folder and I save them.
Nice.
Yeah, it makes me feel good about myself. So document everything. Solicit feedback from your peers, too. That's something we do in our mid-year development process, which I love, is like list out 5 to 8 colleagues and peers and ask them about your strengths and weaknesses so you can hear it from them, not just you.
Love it.
Let us know what strategies you guys are using to set, track, monitor your development, how it's going. We'll continue to hold you up and support. We're all in this together.
Yeah, we can't wait to hear from you guys.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.